Authentic Texas, People of Big Bend is a photo exhibit based on the 2013 award-winning book by Marcia Hatfield D'Aristella of El Paso and photographer Bill Wright of Abilene. The show opened this week at the Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens at UTEP. Today, my guest is Maribel Villalba, director of UTEP's Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. Welcome to State of the Arts, Ms. Maribel.
Thank you, Marina. I'm happy to be here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So being that it is Valentine's Day, I thought I would start by asking you, what is it that you love about the arts?
Well, I can tell you what I love about the arts in El Paso. And that dates back to when I was a reporter with the El Paso Times covering the arts in El Paso. I wrote about the arts for more than 10 years. And I love the resiliency of the arts groups here in El Paso, because we can go through bad times, we can go through great times, and the people here in El Paso always rally around the arts. They really do. And if they see an organization that's in trouble, they come out and they help them in whatever way they can. Now that I'm in the museum world, I can honestly tell you that I love the brotherhood that exists with the museums. There is an organization called the Border Museum Association, the BMA, and we all work really well together, and we all support each other, and I love that. I love that we look out for each other. And
there is a certain gumption about being an artist in this town,
isn't
there?
There is.
And I'm with you. I appreciate it, because if anything, El Paso gives you that honest chance at trying whatever it is that you want to do.
Absolutely. And we will rally behind you.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you've got this great show going on, and you just had an opening. And I wanted to start because the Authentic Texas show is based on a book. So I wanted to start with talking about the authors. What can you tell us about them?
Well, I can tell you that they have a really great friendship with each other. Marcia Hatfield D'Aristella was previously with Texas Western Press, but she herself has written a couple of books about El Paso that some of your listeners may be familiar with. First of all, there was Literary El Paso, and there was Grace and Gumption, the Women of El Paso.
Gumption. That's the word of the day.
Exactly. Where she and several authors highlighted really strong women of El Paso. She's currently working on a book about the women of Smeltertown. But this book in particular was really special to her because it came through a conversation that she was having with photographer Bill Wright. They were talking about what attracts people to the area of the Big Bend, which a lot of people may not realize, but it is one of the most sparsely inhabited places in the United States. And, you know, if you drive from here to Pecos or Marfa, there's a lot of empty
land. A lot of space there.
It takes a lot of commitment to want to live there.
But then you can see the sky. There's no other sky like it.
Absolutely not. Just look at the Marfa lights.
Vastness, you know?
Exactly. And that's essentially what does attract a lot of people there, but what keeps them there. Because you don't have the modern day commodities that you have in larger cities. So it really does take a commitment. So they decided that they would go out and just find people and interview them for this book. And they didn't want to just interview ranchers, because that's who we figure lives out there, ranchers. So they found a very eclectic group of people from throughout this very vast region. They found artists and, you know, musicians and poets, but then they found people who wanted to just be tour guides of the region or who wanted to do a bed and breakfast. And so it's a really beautiful book, and that's what we turned into the exhibit.
How did they find the people?
They reached out to your friend and mine, Ramon Renteria.
Oh, yes.
Of the
Six Degrees of
exactly.
Ramon Renteria.
So he's one of the people that they reached out to.
Valentine.
But he is a huge ambassador of Valentine, where he was born and raised before coming to El Paso. And he just knows all of the characters out there. And again, not wanting to just interview the ranchers and the stereotypical people who we think live out there, they said, hey, give us some people, give us some names. And he put them in touch with a couple of people that he was aware of from throughout the region. And so he played a big part in the book.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And how did that turn into a show? Did she come to you and say, hey, I've got this
thing? Actually, the Centennial Museum for the last year and a half has been the official welcome center for UTEP's Centennial Celebration. So everything that we've done in that time period has been related to UTEP and UTEP's history. And we were very happy to do that. But now that it's 2015, we were thinking, we started to think ahead, you know, what's going to be our first show after the Centennial Celebration? And we wanted something that was very regional, something that people of the region could relate to. And so we saw the book and we reached out to them. And they were absolutely thrilled. We have a working relationship with Bill Wright, who's done other exhibits at the museum. And then Marsha Hatfield Adestel, being a very well-known El Paso author. So they were thrilled. And we got permission from the press, University of Texas Press. They were thrilled as well. And so it all just worked out naturally, and it's going to be a beautiful exhibit.
And did Ramon help you put together the exhibition, or did he just...
No, he didn't.
Innocent bystander in this case.
But when the book first came out, he did a beautiful article in the El Paso Times, and I have to say that did spark an interest on our part as well. So,
well, and he
indirectly
did write,
he did.
And he did write a nice piece in the paper, too, about the exhibit, but I didn't know his tie to it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So very cool. So you've seen the exhibit. Is there something or a person that stands out to you?
There are quite a few. There's a gentleman who lives in Alpine, but he's from Scotland. And he had moved to the United States, you know, wanting an American dream, and found himself in Houston, and decided to go on a tour of the Big Bend that the local university was offering to college students. And so he just, you know, went out there and said, why have I never heard of this? You know, he was just in awe of Big Bend National Park and just the vastness and the quiet. And
coming from Scotland, the plants,
exactly.
The topography, there's nothing
exactly.
Like it.
So
he probably thought he was on outer space or something.
But he fell in love with it, and he decided that that's where he wanted to be. And much like yourself, he has a show on public radio over there called Voices of the Big Bend, where he interviews people. You know, and he said something really interesting. He kind of encapsulated the whole Big Bend area. You know, he said, you know, Marfa is now becoming the place for artists and writers. Terlingua is for the more reclusive people who want to live completely off the grid. And Alpine is attracting a lot of retirees who still want their little cappuccinos and art galleries. And that really makes sense if you look at the towns and how they're...
No, it's absolutely true.
Yeah. So he's gotten a really good feel for the Big Bend region. But, you know, there are people featured in the exhibit and in the book who completely live off the grid. No electricity, no running water. I mean, they live off the land, and there's still people that do that.
That blows my mind. I need at least a flushing toilet. Just saying.
Right? Exactly.
So are there any programs or any programming around the show, or is it an open exhibit that people come
to? It's an open exhibit. The museum is open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30, and it will be up through May 16th. We will try to schedule some more talks with the authors, because there is an interest. You know, we've gotten some phone calls from UTEP professors who maybe want to have conversations with them and take their classes and things like that. So at this point, we don't have specific dates, but we do want to program something again with them.
Now, one more question. If you're a guest and you want to come to the Centennial Museum, do you check in at the gate? Do you park at visitors' parking? What are the logistics of being a visitor?
We do have parking at the museum for the public. It's located right behind the museum. So when you come to UTEP, you need to come in through the main entrance ensemble.
Okay.
And tell the guard check that you're here to go to the museum. And they'll let you through. And once you're at the museum, just go upstairs really quick and get a parking pass.
Beautiful. Well, today my guest has been Miss Maribel Villalba, and we're talking about the current exhibit at the Centennial Museum in Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. And it is called Authentic Texas, People of the Big Bend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.